American history, our hope for the future. What in America's history gives us hope for the future? What in America's history gives me hope for the future? I believe three major aspects of our past is what gives us the means to continue: learning from our mistakes, perseverance to reach our goals, and unwavering hope and optimism. History repeats itself is a commonly spoken phrase. America would know this better than any other nation in the world. Our defining moment was during the Civil War. Some would argue that with today's polarizing political sides, we are once again on that slippery slope. Here's the cold hard truth. History is repeating itself, but not in the way you may think. In congressional hearings in the early life of America, our distinguished representatives would not only throw blows with their words, but also with their fists. It is similar to growing pains in that it takes a moment of difficulty, like we experienced through the Civil War, in order to come out stronger and more united as a nation than ever before. Our trials make us stronger, not weaker. This is different from many other countries. Those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. George Santayana. This is a quotation that resonates with me. By remembering the past sacrifices of our predecessors, we do not repeat history, but rather we evolve into the next level. This does not mean we do not continue to have growing pains. Sometimes we as Americans take our freedom for granted and forget who we are, and that's when trouble comes. The lesson is this: we either learn from our mistakes or we suffer the consequences, i.e., history repeating itself. As Americans, the one thing we possess more than anything else is perseverance, or grit. Grit was our ancestors' only hope. They fought tooth and nail just for an opportunity to improve their situation, let alone to actually accomplish a better life. The true secret to our American history is our hard work, based on the Puritan work ethic. It is the American dream. If you want to be successful in this country and are willing to work and persevere for it, you will achieve your goal. Hard work is something that is not commonly thought of as a leading quality today. We are perpetually bombarded by messages in the media that to be successful, we are entitled to the good things in life, rather than achieving them through plain, old-fashioned, hard work. Everyone wants to be attractive, athletic, famous, smart, etc. But no one wants to work for it. All of these goals are achievable, but none are without the willpower to do so. Sometimes you're not given the opportunity to succeed. I give credence to making your opportunity. Yes, we are entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but hard work and sacrifice to achieve them is what makes them invaluable gifts. Americans have remained a free and independent people throughout our history. We have gone through 241 years of wars, social upheaval, and societal changes. It has never slipped into a dictatorship or a military takeover. Our founding fathers given us in their wisdom two important documents, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The Constitution has given us an incredibly stable government and free society. The beauty of our Constitution is that while it gives us the basis for our country, through the Bill of Rights, we can amend it, keeping it a living document rather than a relic of the past. Have faith in the system. We should be optimistic about our future. Despite the recent current events where free speech is being attacked and terrorists are trying to destroy our security, if we protect the Constitution and the rule of law, we should be ever hopeful. My hope for America is not forgetting our history. Our past is convoluted, messy, yet inspiring. Most of all, it has shaped our country in amazing ways. We still stand, and we stand tall and strong, just as America always has, and in my eyes, always will.